out here looking to do this is, the goats are gonna provide us with another option for an integrated approach of treating the invasive brush that we have on Fort McCoy here. The invasive brush, honeysuckle and glossy buckthorn, particularly, we've been losing ground on. So we're hoping to integrate this method into our approach where we can use this along with shredding and mulching and herbicide treatments to be able to get ahead of this and start managing the land appropriately instead of having to turn our back to some of these areas that just get too far gone. So, but integrating the goats into our approach should save us manpower and time, should save us on herbicide usage. So, two great things that we can look at is, saving money this way, less wear and tear on our equipment, but yeah, also that herbicide usage part of it is something that the Army is striving to do on an annual basis, is just reduce our herbicide usage. So.
One of the big things this comes from is annually you have the Invasive Species Council that you're a part of.
Right.
And you've been part of that for many years. How important is this as a community, having a partner work with you and the Army to be able to do this?
Well, the group I'm part of is made up of a few different agencies, whether it's the Wisconsin DNR, the Monroe County Land Conservation Department, from the Ho-Chunk Tribe, along with a few others. But yeah, being part of that group really allows us to collaborate, see what's working for each other, and able to implement those approaches into our daily work. So we did have a field day here about back in June, I guess, so a few months ago, but we were able to kind of showcase some goats grazing out at that field day. Really kind of opened our eyes, and we know we're losing ground on these invasive shrubs, so this is gonna, hopefully allow us to get ahead of that curve and start making that curve, so to speak. So just allowing us another opportunity to put stressors on these plants, whether it's some of our different approaches of shredding or mulching. Now we can integrate goats. That's going to, free up man hours for working in other areas with other methods, but we're still able to get work done in these areas right now. So, big thing, with the Monroe County Invasive Species Working Group too, is that, like I said, we invite in the public so that what we learn on an agency level with all the agencies that are involved, we're able to get that information out to the local landowners too. So, a lot of local landowners don't have the means to go in and shred and mulch some areas or do herbicide applications. So this is showcasing one method that would be available to local landowners of helping to maintain their property and keep their properties free of invasive brush.